What's happening, my friends? Welcome back. Let's talk about a little bit of UFC 296 aftermath, specifically Colby Covington. The shtick is up. Seems like the fans have turned on him. Even the Colby supporters, what does he have to show for after selling his soul, playing a quote character, crossing the line, being disrespectful, in the eyes of many, flat out being a turd? What has it got him? One could argue money. He's richer, but he's 0-3 in title fights, didn't accomplish his lifelong dream of becoming a UFC champion at welterweight. He's 35 years old, it's not over yet, but the odds of him getting a fourth title shot and him becoming champion, they're getting slimmer and slimmer. To be honest with you, reading Donald Trump, I don't even think Donald Trump cares for Colby too much. He himself said that he likes winners. Colby Covington's 0-3 in title fights, that's losing, which would, I guess, make you a loser. So it kind of makes sense that Donald Trump would distance himself from Colby Covington, especially with the bad press. I mean, he never really looked into Colby's shtick, you know what I mean? He looked a lot more receptive to Jorge Masvidal, truth be told. He even daps Jorge up. It's kind of funny, actually. Colby Covington, I think, crossed the line more than ever at UFC 296, the pre-fight presser, where he made reference to Leon Edwards' father that was murdered when he was 13 years old. Not word for word, but basically he stated that Leon and him were going to visit his father in hell. It was that comment. He was making comments on Wonderboy Thompson, which was just gross. I mean, come on, Wonderboy? One of the most stand-up, nicest guys in the sport that does a lot for the youth and kids. You're going to go there, man? You can see instances of Colby Covington breaking character where the mic has picked him up saying things like, I'm in character, I did this so we could get paid. Your actions, regardless if you're playing a character or not, says a lot about you. In some respects, it makes it worse because it's like you're whoring your dignity out and your self-respect for a dollar and for attention and fame. Can you really trust an individual like that? Now, with this current climate, I mean, it's kind of trendy and funny and cool to be toxic, to be hating on things, to be disrespectful, to wham, just hit somebody with a zinger online, no matter how low or classless. That's kind of like a thing right now. It's cool to some people, but I don't even think that type of fan base cares about Colby Covington right now. It seems like even they are turning on him. If you read the comments, I mean, they're really digging into Colby right now. And it's like you reap what you sow, man. You put that energy out there, it was only a matter of time before that type of crowd starts attacking you. If that's your fan base that applauds that type of behavior, those type of comments. The whole shtick just seems tired and old. There's like a hint of desperation in Colby Covington. You can see it, like where he's not believing what he's saying, not one iota. He called out Wonderboy Thompson after the Leon Edwards fight. How does that make sense? I know he was trying to set that up, probably in case he lost to Leon, but I don't think that's working. It just makes him look worse, to be honest with you. You just fought for the title, and you want to fight Wonderboy Thompson, who's been hit or miss at 40 years old, coming off of a loss. I mean, does anybody really want to see Wonderboy versus Colby Covington? It probably sounds like I'm hating on Colby Covington, and maybe on some level I am, because I really didn't like his comment about Leon's father. I thought it was truly classless, tasteless, and low. And I've read and I've seen comments and videos where people talking about Colby being his great stand-up guy when he's not, quote, in character. So let's see that guy, man. I think if Colby Covington just went in there and fought his ass off, showed some respect, was just himself, I think that would resonate a lot more with fans. Yeah, you may not be as popular because controversy sells, but realness resonates with people in general. And nice guys don't always finish last. Look at Glover Teixeira. Did that guy sell out at any point in his career? No, he just went in there the hard way, earned that belt without controversy, without trash talk, without playing a role or a character. I'm a fan of Colby Covington as a fighter. I think the guy's a hell of a fighter. He might have more in the gas tank, even at 35. Not hating on a guy totally. I would love to see him come back, a new and improved Colby Covington, physically, skill-wise, and attitude-wise, mentally. Just own up, man. Say you were wrong. Apologize for crossing the line on certain levels. And I think he'll start resonating with fans again. Because everybody loves a good redemption story and somebody that could turn it around. So where does Kobe go from here? Honestly, don't know. It's just not looking good. Like I said, 0-3 in title fights. A lot of people believe he didn't even deserve two of them. Where does he go? Who does he fight? Does anyone really care like that anymore? Drop those comments, guys. Let me know what you think. Is the Kobe Covington shtick wearing off? Are people tired of his antics? Did he cross the line one too many times? What does he have to do to turn things around? Thanks for watching the video or listening. Appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Until then, take care, my friends.